said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
The pranic journey is about activating the light body. The pranic journey is the journey of ascension. The pranic journey is the journey of higher consciousness. The pranic journey is the journey of raising your vibrations. The pranic journey is the journey of relocation, realignment to the source. The pranic journey is to become more of spirit and less of body. The pranic journey is the journey of freedom. to break off all the fetters, all the bondages of limited vision, of limited belief systems, and to usher into the firmament of unlimitedness. The pranic journey is the journey of centralization. It's by moving away from the center that we are lost. The center is the source, and the periphery, the circumference, is body. It is the decentralization which is the cause of downfall. Move back to the source, come back to the center. Activate the DNA. Pranic journey is the journey of healing, not just the physical body, but the emotional body, the intellectual body, and the spiritual body. We have these four types of body and four types of hunger. Pranic journey is to quench the thirst, the hunger of physical body. Physical body has got two types of hunger, the lust and the food. Emotional body demands love, care, attention, compassion, hospitality, praise, appreciation, acknowledgement. Intellectual body demands victory, debate, arguments, and victory in those debates. Spiritual body has quest of knowledge. It wants knowledge, higher knowledge. So pranic living is not just to survive on prana. It is multi-dimensional process. So today is the 9th day of the retreat. Each day we are exploring an esoteric aspect, trying to understand the clandestine nature, the secret of this metaphysical subject, which is so less discussed and more so less practiced. Rather, people are not aware of this type of living. People are shocked when they are told that you can survive on prana alone and you don't need any physical food. Rather, they never thought it is ever possible. But it's a journey. You cannot become Brahmacharya overnight. You cannot achieve the state of in-idea, non-eating, in a day. It's a journey. It's a journey of freedom. Freedom from limited consciousness. And you understand and you realize every morsel you put into the system causes something. some changes. Every particle of food which you allow to enter into the system causes something. It's like a pebble thrown into a ripple-less lake, the limpid, the clear lake. And the moment a pebble is thrown, ripples are created. So also, food carry vibrations, energy. Food is nothing but information. It is outside thing, vijatiya. The moment it is thrown into the system, it causes some changes. Food retains memory. Memory of the person who handled it. Food has very strong retentive power. It retains the memory of the person who earned it, in what manner it is earned. And the ultimate source of prana. Yesterday also we saw different sources of prana and how to be close to nature, so that we are filled with the pranic flow, so that we can increase our pranic abilities, so that we can enter into those pranic consciousness. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, when the exam is around, student is thinking of nothing but exam, the things which are going to be asked in exam. So also, it is not that by only sitting here that you will be in yoga with God, with Baba. You can remember him anywhere. Remember me alone and forget everything that you have heard till now. So when you have the consciousness that I want to enter into a new lifestyle, where I will not allow toxins to be put into the system, I want to be in charge of myself, today's blessing, to sit on the immortal throne, then only everything will be under law and order, otherwise not. So I am the master. I am not slave to anything or anybody. I hate slavery. I love freedom. Freedom. I cannot remain happy in a prison. I cannot remain happy in a cage. No matter what the cage is. They provide me all the facilities in the cage, yet I am not happy within this cage. Because my joy is in flying. My joy is in the flight. My joy is in insecurity. My joy is in uncomfort. My joy is in dangers. I love to live dangerously. I cannot tread the path which the whole world is treading. The sky calls me. The storms invoke me. Tempests I love. I cannot remain here. No bondage. The life of bondage, the life of slave is the worst life ever possible. Because slave has no personal desire. Slave is submissive to his master. Pranic living is the life of ultimate freedom. Is going back to the source. And the source is God himself. That's why he is called Praneshwar. Prana is a Sanskrit word. It means the organic energy. the all-pervasive energy which is everywhere. And when you start feeling that energy, you start living off that energy. You start feeding yourselves with that energy. And this new mode of living is known as pranic nourishment. Every cell derives all the nutrients from the prana itself. You don't have to think where I will get vitamin B12 and where I will get vitamin D. Everything prana provides. This faith. And you remain healthy. And your weight stabilizes. In fasting, your weight goes down. In pranic living, your weight is stable. An extremely high level of energy. An extremely high retentive power. You are master. You are free from slavery. And this stage of food freedom is a very high stage. And every human being is capable of achieving it. But it's a gradual process. Slowly, slowly. Because it is a habit, it's a practice. Just as any skill is developed by practice, this is also a skill. So you have to train the body, your cells, to come to this new mode of living. And you understand there are so many benefits. So the ultimate source, we are seeing every day so many sources. We saw pranic activities, we saw sources of prana, we saw connecting to nature and so many other chapters in last 8 days. Today we will see what to do with him who is the ultimate source, the meditation. Without meditation, pranic living is incomplete. Rather, it is not possible. You like it or not, but any person who begins the pranic process ultimately will come to spirituality. Even if he is a meat eater, and if he begins the pranic journey, gradually he will come to spiritual enlightenment. And meditation is the process to erase old belief systems. Meditation is the process of healing, not just physical, but mental. Meditation is the process of activating DNA. Meditation is the process to realign yourself. Meditation is the process of freedom. So how do you meditate? In pranic living, there are hundreds and hundreds of methods of meditation. You can create any method which you want. Let's take 4 methods. First, God is seed. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, he is seed. He is the sun. So the first method is, if I, the point of light, am here, sitting in the middle of the forehead, and he is there, the Lord of Prana, the God of Prana, the Master of Prana, the Ocean of Prana, I am getting all the pranic rays from him. And I am being sustained by prana. So if he is Praneshwar, I am receiving all the pranic rays from him. And they are feeding not just the soul, but my whole body. My whole cell is getting animated and energized. Now my requirement for physical food is very less. I am not fasting. But I am not eating also. Eating in the sense what the world describes eating. You enter into the state of non-eating. Non-drinking, non-consumer of food and non-drinker of liquids. And yet you are highly energized because you have shifted or substituted food by prana. Second, I am a vessel, a hollow vessel. And from above, the golden light, the golden column of light is entering and filling me. I am a hollow vessel, and the golden light is coming upon him, upon me, and filling my whole being. I am full of energy. The energy is flowing through me. The pranic flow has been established. All the blockages are removed. The mind has become purified. That is the second meditation. The third, you go from here to Paramdham and merge in him. I, the point, enter into him, the point, and become one with him. My father and I are one. We are one energy, vibrating at one in the one energetic field. I cannot remain at a lower energy whilst my father is at such a high energy. Father is up there. He is vibrating at a very high energy. Why I should vibrate at low energy? I am going up and getting merged in him. And fourth, I am not going anywhere. He is coming and getting merged in me. In yesterday's Avyakt, Murli Baba had said a beautiful statement. Bab Dada hears the music of love of every soul. Saz. He hears the music of love of every soul. So he is coming and merging into me. So you can practice these four types of meditation throughout the day. You need not to sit in some particular place. You can sit anywhere while moving, walking, talking. Every time you can practice this meditation. The golden column is coming upon me. The golden light. And I am filled with golden light. Sri Aurobindo was very fond of using the word golden light. The golden light upon me. And when the golden light is upon you, you are Superman. My every cell is filled with golden light. I am no more the physical body with physical limitations and physical hunger and physical cravings and physical addictions and physical urges and physical longings for physical things. Now I am a superhuman. I am a being of light, I am a being of energy, and I don't need anything but energy. I am light, so I just need light. Light is my food. I am the light eater. I am light worker. Everything is energy for me. Everything, whatever I see, is energy. And I just don't eat through mouth, I eat through my ears, my eyes, through the pores of the skin. Everything is energy. So I am a being of energy. So light, I am the point and I am getting merged in him. He is the point, he is getting merged in him. And I am receiving rays from him. The pranic rays, the cosmic rays, the cosmic micro dust. Prana is known by so many different names. It is known as prana, it is known as universal life force, it is known as energy, it is known as Sanjeevani Shakti, it is known as Orinda, it is known as Od, it is known as Organ, different languages, it is known as Mana, it is known as Ki, it is known as Chi. The Chi flow has been established within me. I am a being of light, it is known as light, it is known as prana. Whatever you call it, there is an energy. There is an energy. And I survive on that energy. I don't need anything. I am unstoppable today. I don't need batteries to play. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am invincible. I win every single game. I am unstoppable. Who can stop me? I am the force, the wind, the tempest, storm. If anybody comes in my path, that thing would get destroyed. I am a dynamite about to blast. So move away. There are 16 types of affirmations that we will see in this meditation. What are they? I think in some of the Hindi classes they have been discussed and told. But today we will see them here. What are the different affirmations in meditation? God is prana. The first affirmation. I see him. I see him. I am seeing him. Who is teaching you? He is not an ordinary person. He is the master. He is the teacher. He is Sadguru and he is the father. Who is he? Who is teaching you in today's Sakar Murli? He is God himself. Now forget everything that you have learned till now. All the scriptures and everything that you know till now. And listen to me alone and remember me alone. So the first affirmation is, I see him. Second, I talk with him. He is the Praneshwar. He is the source of everything in the world. I am talking with him. I am not talking with an ordinary person. I am not having chit-chat with ordinary human beings or gods or deities or Tirthankar or begotten son of God or avatars or incarnations or messengers. I am having talk directly with God. I talk with him. Third, I feel his presence. He is the presence to be felt. Sit in Baba's room and look at that point of light, the energy point. I feel him. Feel his rays are coming and filling the soul with divine energy. He is coming and filling me. I feel his presence. Just as a person is there and you feel that person's presence, God is a person to be felt. The unseen presence to be felt. You feel him. Yes, he is around me. I am not alone. Then I listen to him. He is talking to me and I listen to him. In Baba's today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you love Murli too much. You all love Murli too much. So I listen to him. Tava katham britam. He is speaking and his vachan, his speech is amrit, is nectarine, ambrosia, tapta jivanam. We are burning. Kaviviriditam. Kalmashapaham. It is Shravana Mangalam. Whatever we hear is so auspicious because every word he speaks is full of auspiciousness. Bhuvigrunantite bhuritajana. So, I listen to him. Next, I touch him. Can you touch him? Go to Paramdham, touch him and come back. That is a yoga. 1 second yoga. Rush, touch him and come back. Surprise him. He might be seeing somewhere. You touch him from behind and come back. And before he sees, who was this? You are no more there. You know, children love to play mischiefs. A small child was trying to ring the bell and the bell was up above. A priest was going by the path and he felt, oh, I should help this child. And he goes, my child, what you want? He says, father, please ring the bell. Father says, okay, child, I can. And he rings the bell. And then the father says, what now? Child says, what now? Run! I touch him. So touch him. His touch is divine. His touch has got healing power. His touch is the energetic touch. His touch is the magnetic touch. You touch him and you lose the desire to touch anyone. Then I do all things with him. I do all things with him. And seventh, I enjoy his company. I enjoy his company. And when you start enjoying his company, the company of human beings you don't like. In yesterday's Vyakta Murli Baba said, only one Baba alone. If you make somebody else enter, it will not be a meeting but a chaos, jamela. And in that one, then so many are there like Russian dolls. One doll into another doll. So I enjoy his company. Next, I love him. I love him. Next, I remember him. Him alone and none else. Next, I have all relationships with him. Now I don't need any younger brother or elder brother. Oh, Russian doll is here. So one doll. So Baba, I love you. But I also love this person. Only one. Because he is my support, he is my partner, he is my colleague. I do seva with him. He is such a good server. But in that one, oh, there is another. And inside, so this is a Russian doll. It's only two, but there are many, one after another. Next, I praise him. If you start praising a human being too much, they will think that you love them and they will also make advances. So better be very careful while praising. Because that person will think something else and he will come to you again and again to listen to his praises. I thank him. So you thank him. Thank him for everything, whatever that he has given you. Next, I follow him. I don't follow any human beings. I follow God. Next, I talk about him. He is so beautiful. I keep talking about him. 14th, I surrender unto him. I am not surrendering unto any human being, but I surrender unto him. 15, I pray to him. I pray to the Praneshwar to allow the pranic flow get established in my system so that I achieve the stage of freedom. Freedom from vices, freedom from food. And 16, I allow him to fill my being with himself. I allow him, you come and fill me with yourself. So these are the 16 type of. All done. First, I see him. Second, I talk with him. I feel his presence. I listen to him. I touch him. I do all things with him. I enjoy his company. I love him. I remember him. I have all relationships with him. I praise him. I thank him. I follow him. I talk about him. It's almost 17, I think. I surrender unto him. I pray to him. Forget the last one. So when you pray to him, to allow his presence to enter into you. So these Russian dolls are very, very mischievous. So don't fall in love with them. They are danger zones. In one doll, there are so many dolls. In one person, there are so many. Because if you love that person, then you have to love that person's father, mother, and brother. You cannot have fights with the father or mother or brother or sister of this person. So when you serve her, you have to serve them. So your entanglement has increased. So meditation, the ultimate source of prana is God, is Baba himself. So be in touch with him, talk with him, listen to him, talk about him, feel him, touch him. Love him, remember him, have all relationships with him, allow his presence to fill your being, surrender unto him, everything with him. So that is pranic living. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita, tvameva, tvameva bandhush cha sakha, tvameva. Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva. Swameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.